Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing out there this morning? This is your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and we are here live on Blog Talk Radio. We're sitting at the round table of with mothers and daughters that are around the world. I know you hear me grinning just a little bit, and those that are that out there that know me, I say, okay, what is going on now? It's so amazing. It's interesting, you know, when you're, go back into doing something here. Of course, you know, it's interesting. It's an exciting opportunity to get on Saturday mornings and come and speak to mothers and daughters around the world. I'm honored that God has chosen me for this. It is absolutely a lot of fun. When you do what God is asking you to do, there is no burden to it. It's fun. You just have to look at it. It's always educating you and challenging you and stretching you into all the areas that, you know, you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm not technical or whatever. You know, God is going to say, okay, you said you're not technical, so I'm going to teach you. So, you know, I'm always learning a lesson. But not to go too far into the program this morning without giving God thanks. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for all the blessings. We thank you for the love, the trust that you have in us. Father God, we thank you for blessing mothers and daughters around the world. And when we bless mothers and daughters, Father, when you bless them, the entire family is affected with the blessing. Therefore, when mothers and daughters come together and they are blessed, the family, the father and the son is blessed because the mother is given the first opportunity to set the stage for the rest of the child's life. Father God, we thank you for loving us in spite of our faults and things that we may trip up on sometimes. You love us anyway. And Father God, we just ask that we would grow closer to being more like Jesus so that we can love others in spite of what we may think or do, just as Jesus does, unconditional. I ask that a blessing be stored upon everyone this morning. Father, you know their needs and that they know that their needs are met. That was the purpose of Jesus. I thank you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm getting a message saying I'm not on the air. I'm hoping that I am, and I get a message that I am on the air, and we'll move forward. If you hear me out there, it's saying that I'm on the air, and I can see you guys out there online, and hopefully that I'll keep going. Let's see here. Oh, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. I thank God for everybody out there this morning. I thank mothers and daughters for coming to the round table. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. You see how that just pumped right on up there. That energy came right back. You know, every time you think you're being distracted, you know, you just keep going, keep going. It comes right back, you know. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I'm talking about. I need these. My individuals out there that help me, God have people out there that's helping. I'm not only running this is not just Dr. Bessie running the show. We have individuals out there that's helping me in their special way and could not do it without them, and I thank you guys for that. You're listening to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. You can be via your computer or you can simply get online on your phone. I think it's an excellent I'm a calling, you know what I mean? God uses everything to glorify his kingdom. You know, you can call on your phone, 347-539-5078, and listen to the program. And then you can just click one to participate at any given time. And then when I see your signal, when I get chance, I'll you know, cue you in so that we can hear what your thoughts are on the topic. Now, stimulating topic this morning is, and you know what? I didn't change it on my thing. Can a mother and daughter relationship test, no, when will a mother and daughter relationship test end? When will it end? Or will it? That's going to be the discussion for today. And I'll tell you why that it kind of bleeds off of our discussion from last week when we talked about a mother and daughter relationship test. And, you know, it's so amazing. No matter where we are, we're there for a reason. And I noticed that the topics, either the week before or the week after, is going to tie into something that God has for me to do. I'm going to either meet someone or someone is calling me the week before. It always has a relationship to someone else or something else that is going to happen within that, you know, two-week span. And that's basically what happened this week, and I'll share that with you later on. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you can contact me through www.AskDrBessieShow.com. I want you all to start going there, using that medium to contact me. I want you to go there and look at it, look at the website. We're having some testings run on it. It will air on the 15th as final. So we need all of the comments we can, all the suggestions, before we shoot it out into the world. Of course, I'm telling people now so that you can look at it. The 15th it would air, and the television show will air on the 10th of, that's the 15th of August. The website will air on the 10th of September. The television show will air. So keep your eyes and ears out for that as well. If you have any mother and daughter questions, you might want to send them to me or suggestions at DrBessie1, DrBessie1@gmail.com. And I will take those in consideration at anything that we're doing on the show or the website or future ventures. The Mother and Daughter Bonding Crusade is September the 8th, 2012. It's being hosted by the Church by the Sea. You don't want to miss this. Great dancing. We have some mother and daughter monologues going on, and then we're going to have a mother and daughter healing session through interaction in the evening. So if you feel that your mother and daughter relationship is being tested, then come out. We're going to teach you some techniques on how to manage your mother and daughter relationship. So when you leave there, you will be able to look at various situations and pull back from the teaching on how to manage that relationship whenever it seems like it's being tested. Ask Dr. Bessie Show, I gave you that already, and we're having the gala. The gala is going to be something different this year, and you don't want to miss that. I'm not going to give it away. God gave me an idea for the gala. Very simple, very elegant. Of course, we want you to wear costumes. Now, we're having the Cinderella Ball. We are having the Cinderella Ball this time. We want everybody to come in a costume, okay? Make something up. Do whatever. Be creative. Come incognito. You can wear your little face mask. You can do whatever you want. Get creative now, the 10th, 2012. And then on the 12th through the 16th, we are going to cruise. We're leaving out of Tampa this time. So we're going to cruise, and we're going to Mexico. And on that event in Tampa, we are also going to visit the Holy Land. So we have two excursions there. We have a cruise and land excursion there starting on the 11th. We'll be at the Holy Land, and the 12th we'll get on the cruise ship, and we'll come back on the 16th. And we'll have a couple day in Tampa before people start flying out. All right, that's our agenda. Now, what I really want you to do, I want you to go to our website. Go to www.mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. look at the events. If you can get the details to the things that I'm telling you. I can't go through everything, but if you go to the website, Ms. Kim has done a great job of making sure everything is there. She works very hard keeping the website up, keeping you informed. So let's not let her work go in vain. Go look at the website, read, get the instructions and things that we're doing. Sign up. You must sign up for the crusade. If you don't sign up, you don't have a spot, and this time it's not free. You know, we tried the free thing. It doesn't work, but it's very fee-oriented when it comes to the mother and daughter. It's $45 for mother and daughter and $10 for an additional daughter. But you must sign up. We can only probably hold about, I'd say, 75, 80 people. Small group, powerful. People are signing up. You don't want to miss your spot. We'd rather do a little and gain a lot. So you can call me at 786-462-6470. If you have anything that you want to say, share, you have a number to call me, Reverend Dr. Bessie Sedgwick, which is your host for the show today. The topic, when will the test end in the mother and daughter relationship? I have with me today my co-host, Sandra D., Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo. We don't have a special guest today, as per se one person, but you know in my heart, I consider each of you as my special guest. And even though you may not say anything, you may not click, it's okay. But I know you're out there and you're listening. I see you. I go to the internet and I could see the number of people that have joined the internet from all over that is listening. And I don't know what you're doing today, so you may not have a chance to call in. You know, some people don't want to share, but they want to learn. And I just appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule just to sit back, relax, and hear our conversation. And hopefully, and not hopefully, I pray that we say something that will touch your mind, that will transform a thought into a new reality. Because, you know, it's all about renewing the mind. And it doesn't take but one word. Sometimes one word can change our life forever. And we know that. We've seen it where someone has said something, and most people can relate to it from the negative because they, you know, the good is so good that it's smooth. And you don't notice that as much because it's easy, it's relaxing, it's peaceful. But when it's bad, it's rough, it's hard, it's threatening, and you're always looking at it, thinking about it. Someone says something, tell you, you're ugly, you're fat. Those things resonate in your mind. They play over and over and over again because it hits you. And see, we'll keep that going. But when someone says, wow, you're beautiful, I just love your eyes. When you come around, my life just lightens up. We'll just let that go. Won't meditate on that. Instead of saying, wow, every day you get up, wow, I'm beautiful. Beautiful eyes. And when I come around, everyone's world lightens up because I'm there. You know why? Because we've been taught for so long, don't brag on yourself. Well, it's not bragging on yourself. It is who you are. It's who God says that you are. But that's another show. So I'll keep going. Holy Spirit must have wanted you to know that. So get your pen and paper out and sit around the table and get your favorite drink, and we're going to start. We're going to look at, you know, everything is tied in. See, God knows the beginning and the end. All these things that we're doing in between is no surprise to God. You know, the provisions are already made. They are made already. There's nothing you can do, say, think, that God has not had knowledge of because he created you. And this week, when God was speaking to me about provisions, he said, you know,
You can think of a million different things to do, a million different ways to do them. And I've already have provision for anything that you can possibly do, say, think. So there's nothing that you can do that God doesn't know about. There's nothing that you can do that God has not prepared the way for. And I got that through the teaching of Dr. Dollar this week. After hearing him talking about provisions, all of a sudden, you know, God started speaking to me after the show, and he said, that's when he told me, he said, no matter what you do, I got you. I have provisions made. You can't surprise me. Because I often wondered, you know, well, you know, when you're making decisions and you're thinking I'm making the wrong decision, that's why you can be so forgiven for it, because, you know, it's already preordained, it's preordered, it's done. Just keep moving, just keep it going, you know, and know that where you are right now, God already knew that. So in your mother and daughter relationship, he knows, he knew you would be where you are right now in your relationship. He knows what's going to happen in that relationship. He knows if you're going to forgive and love and get into that honest conversation. And he knows that if you're not going to do it. And he knows why you're doing it and why you're not doing it. So there's no surprises. So when we're talking about, you know, the beginning of the year, the hidden relationships, the hidden secrets in relationships, that thing is so broad. It is, I'm like, wow, God. I mean, we're in August and we're still talking and have not even, not an option of thought toward the broad picture of hidden secrets. But I'm doing the little bit that I can according to the way God has shown it to me. Where hidden secrets are so dangerous. But the surprise about it is they don't stay hidden. They will surface. That's what we've been on all year, talking about it from different perspectives, guilt, denial, where you are with your relationship, you know, the trials and errors of it, the hurt, how to repair. As they always say, if you hurt, you want to hurt somebody else. Maybe not intentionally, but see, our bodies react according to our thoughts. If our thoughts are not good, then our bodies are not going to do good. Because, see, your body matches your thoughts. That reaction, your behavior, you know. If you're thinking evil, you're going to talk evil, you're going to treat people nasty, you're going to say things, you're going to yell at them, you know, cut them off at the path. You don't care. Leave me alone. I'm hurting. You're going to hurt. That's the way it is. Then we talked about the secrets in the mother and daughter relationship. And then last week we were on the conversation about a mother and daughter relationship and how it could be tested. And we talk about what the test meant to examine, to experience, and ways to look at things, make an assessment. It's a trial. In other words, you know, it's suffering and tribulations. You know, a test, we all are in the middle of a test. And if we can get that and know that the teacher doesn't talk during the test, the teacher don't say anything. If you notice when you're in a test, the teacher is quiet. And you may say, teacher, may I ask you a question? And the thing she'll say is, shh, be quiet. You gotta go through the test. Answer the questions. Do all that you know. And then when you finish, she'll talk to you about it. So when you're looking at the test of a mother and daughter relationship, answer all the questions, do all that you know, and then you talk to the Father about it. So that brings us to our conversation today. When does the test of a mother and daughter relationship end? Or should the question be, does it ever end? You know, last week when I was ministering to a mother, you know, someone called me. I need to talk to you. Having a problem with my daughter. And it came to my mind, this is a test. So when I was ministering with her, I let her know right off the top, you know, this is a test. Now, we've got to figure out the questions that are on the test and what are the answers. Let's do the best that we can. But before we get to this, let's at least call in the teacher to be in the presence. So we agreed. We touched and agreed. So the teacher was there in the presence as we did the discovery of the question. And then we came up with what we thought, according to the word, might be the fitting answers. And then we thanked the teacher at the end. And I did my due diligence yesterday. I called her. She had a smile on her face. She had joy in her heart. She said, I am so much better. Thank you. She's getting the correction. As a teacher, you know, you give the test and you come back and you look at it. The teacher's going to look at it and going to make the corrections and going to give her suggestions as to where you could have broadened your thought in that particular area. So this is where she is now. She's being administered to from the teacher. Yes, you did this. You could have done this. And you might want to try this to help you pass the test. Now, when she called me because she said, I don't understand. My daughter and I had what I thought was the best relationship. Everything was good. I couldn't even imagine in my wildest dreams that there was a problem. And all of a sudden she called her and she told her something that popped up in her mind. It was a hidden secret. It lied dominant in her mind for over 25 years. And all of a sudden, this hidden secret came to the front of her conscious mind. Well, of course, the mother is just thrown back. What? Can't even imagine it. So what do you do? She's being tested. All of a sudden, there's a hidden secret unexpected in their relationship that brought about a test to test the healthiness of their relationship, to test the love of their relationship, to test the trust in their relationship, and most of all, to test the communication in their relationship. And it brought back to my mind, over the period of time, I'm looking at mothers and daughters that are being sent to me. I don't advertise for mothers and daughters. God sent them to me. I don't put a new. I don't do anything in the newspaper. You don't hear me advertising on the radio. You would think that I would say something like, you know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. You know, you need me to help you, call me, da 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 da. I don't do that because I'm here to work according to the will of God, and whoever He wants me to talk to, and it's going to grow way out of my reach. I can feel it. It's happening now. But in this time, I'm resting. I do according to the word. And He'll send me individuals. And I noticed for the last maybe 6 to 8 months, I keep getting clients, and they would tell me, my minister asked me to call you. Not only mothers and daughters, couples, my minister. So I asked them, you know, what's your minister's name? They told me. I did not have a clue. Like, who in the world? But I didn't say anything because in my spirit, I knew it was God. And we go through the sessions. Some of them have completed their sessions, and we're just in maintenance. Then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, I got a young lady. I had a lady call me. And she said, I just want to call you and let you know that I'm sending you a young lady. She and her mother are having some problems. And they're being tested. Those are my words, not hers. Those are my thoughts. And I said to her, I said, okay, thank you very much. And she gave me her name. She told me she was a pastor. Because I have not discussed this with her, I won't give her name. She says, I'm Pastor so-and-so. And I've been referring you. I referred so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. She named out the people. And I went, oh, my gosh. I said, how are you? And I thought to myself, I said, do we know each other? Have we ever met? And she said, no. And I said, you're referring your members to me and you've never met me? She said, no. She said, yes. She said, I said, well, how did you find out about me? She said, you came highly recommended from a friend of mine through her friend. And then one of them was one of your clients. So the lady that I ministered to this week is a minister in her church. And I'm looking at it going, look at God. This is the way God works. And it's just growing. I don't have to do anything. It is just growing. But all of us, as mothers, in my spirit when I was writing this morning, we're all tested as daughters. We're all tested. And that doesn't exclude fathers and sons. You all know how I feel about that. They're included in every word that we say. Because there were, out of every father and son, all of them came through a mother. So we all connected. There's no disconnect. And it brought back to my mind another mother that called me. She got up in the morning, prepared lunch for her 17-year-old daughter. As she usually do, put it on the stand by the door. Kissed and said goodbye, walked out the door. See you tonight, honey. She knew she had a long evening because of some activity. She had her own car. Daughter said, okay. She went to work. She came home. She sat down with her husband after dinner and, you know, thinking, well, she's out. She'll be in a little bit. Yeah, practice should be in a little bit. Well, 10 o'clock came, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, all the police. The daughter didn't return. Devastation. The mother's like, what in the world happened? Where is she? Can you only imagine? She has a car. You don't know where she's at. Nobody knows. Police is telling you we can't do anything for 24 hours. And you're saying, 24 hours, that's my baby? Are you serious? And the daughter decided. I decided to leave because she knew she would be 18 in a couple of days. There again, another test, unexpected. Just when you think things are going good, you think, you know, she's ready to go to college. I've raised her by myself. I've done all that I can do. God, we're finally reaching the finish line. Taking it to the next level. And there was a hidden secret. Another test. Then it came to mind another story. We do mother and daughter workshops, and I remember this particular one, and the reason I'm telling you this is because it came up in my spirit this week when I was talking to the young lady that called me. And I shared the story with her. We were doing a workshop, and this young lady called me the day before, and she said, Dr. Fletcher, she said, I would like to attend the workshop tomorrow. I would like to bring my two daughters and my granddaughter with me. I said, good. Glad to have you. She says, well, I thought, you know, since we have such a good relationship, I told them, let's go to the mother and daughter workshop so we can show them and help them through our relationship. Because we have such a good relationship, I thought we could be a help to the other mothers and daughters. And I said to her, we welcome you because they are mothers and daughters of all types, all economic backgrounds. We are all mothers and daughters. We all have the same issue, and that is communication, trying to connect through honest conversation. So I said, okay, come on. The next day she came, and her two daughters and her granddaughters, she was an attorney, and, of course, she came in with, we are the model. Look at us. We set the bar for a mother and daughter relationship and the next generation. So we're going to let you all look at us so you can see what this looks like. And that's kind of the way it, but I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this since 1999. So I've been doing workshops, and I've traveled all the way to Europe doing mother and daughter workshops. So I know the different types. And, of course, I am a clinical psychologist. So, you know, there are certain things that you pick up on. So she came in, and they sat down, and everything was good, and everybody introduced themselves and told why they were there. And, of course, she proceeded to say that we wanted to share. And we do need all types of models. But see, the one thing I always tell mothers and daughters, there is no perfect mother. There's no perfect daughter. So there's no perfect mother and daughter relationship. So in the midst of all of that, when mothers and daughters really got to the honest conversation and the hearts was bleeding, the tears coming down, the snot rolling out of their noses, pouring their heart out, it hit her daughter. And when her daughter said she had something to say to her mother looked stunned. And she's like, what's wrong? And she discovered a secret, a hidden secret. Her daughter really didn't like her. She says, but we do everything together. We shop, we travel. What is it that I haven't done? And the daughter says, you've never been there for me. Well, see, the mother says, no, I was there. She said, no, see, it's all about the interpretation. The daughter says, when we're shopping, she said, we shop together. She said, yeah, but you're on the phone. And whenever I needed you, you were on the phone. If I'm trying on a dress and I come out and I said, Mama, what do you think about this dress? How do you think this looks? You would interrupt your conversation for a quick second. Hold on one moment. Oh, that looks good, honey. Yeah, I like that. Okay, good. And proceed back with your phone call. And all my life, you've been too busy, so you were never there. The mother started crying, and all of a sudden she realized there was a hidden secret. She said, but you never said it. Perhaps the daughter was never in a position that she felt she could say it. But at that moment, at that time, she had an opportunity to share her thoughts. And from that, the mother said at the end, where I thought we had a perfect relationship, where I thought everything was good, and I actually came here to show the model, and I discovered when I got here that my relationship with my daughter has not been what I thought it was all of these years. And that was the daughter that had the daughter, the mother of her granddaughter. So, you know, there was a couple of years gone by there. So I share all these stories today with you to say to all mothers out there, because I'm getting the calls, you're not perfect. Daughters, your mothers are not perfect. And mothers, your daughters are not perfect. We have to really put down the pride, and we've got to look at what is it that we can do right now, this moment, to pass the test. And I say this especially for young mothers, mothers that are having children that are not born or anywhere from 18 under, especially between 1 day and 3 years old, 6 years old, before they get out there to hit the thoughts of other children that are bringing their thoughts from their parents, you've got to lay a good foundation. You've got to let the child know without a shadow of a doubt, I will stop on a dime when you call my name. I will stop what I'm doing. I will listen to you. You can tell me, and I'll help you in every way I can. She must know that before she gets to three. And it must be enforced, and you have to show it. Once you say it, you've got to do it. Because if at one that you don't do it, you're going to miss that opportunity, and you'll break that trust. And if you're honest with yourself, mothers, if you go back and research in your mind, you can find a time when you broke the trust, when your daughter actually felt she could not trust you. I did when my daughter was about 4 or 5 years old. I told her I would never spank her. And I spanked her because she did something. She was up there trying to get some catalogs, cornflakes, and she put a box on top of a chair, and she climbed on top of that and on top of the stove on another box and trying to get up to the cabinet up there. And I just, you know, when the Spirit told me to go in there and check on, I was in the bed. The Spirit said, go check on Angie. And when I got there, she was weaving and going back and forth and looked like she was going to fall. And I couldn't say anything because I would have shocked her. And I grabbed her, and before I knew it, I spanked her, bah, bah, bah. Just about 2 or 3 good ones. To her, I'd broken my word, and I'll never forget that. And she walked away crying like I had just put a hot iron to her flesh, like a WD brand to a calf. I was hurt because I told her I wouldn't. Because I despised the fact that my mother spanked me. And I always thought there was another way to do it. Why can't we just sit down and talk about it? Why you got to spank me? Why you got to get a switch, sometimes tying two together to spank me? I vowed that I wouldn't do that to her. And I told her that. Ever since she was little, I would never. Look, we're going to talk this. And we're going to agree. I'm not saying spanking is bad. But that was what I told her. She walked away. She went in the room. She came back. I'm standing there washing the dishes, and she pulled on me, on my clothes, and she looked up at me with tears in her eyes, and her little face just balled up, and I was hurt. And she asked, she says, Mommy, she said, you said to me that I always have an opinion, and I could always come and talk to you about anything. Can I tell you
how I feel. And I looked at her and I said, yes, I stopped. She said, I don't understand why a big person like you want to beat up on a little person like me. And I'm telling you, that took my heart. I got on my knees and I looked at her and I said, you know what? You're right. Because in her mind, she couldn't conceive. And had I not done that, I don't think Angie and I would have the relationship we have today. We made a pact and we made an agreement. And I've never had any problems with Angie. If she said, Mom, I'll be back at 11, Angie was back at 11. Whatever we agreed on, we agreed on. Do we disagree? Yes. Do we have a test? Yes. But the one thing that we do, we will sit down and we'll work that test out. Even if we have to back away for a couple of days, come back. Don't let time go between. Time will destroy. So when it happens, you got to jump in there immediately, Mother. You got to jump in there right then and look at the minute you see a change in the behavior, stop. You got to find out what happened. Because if you don't find out what happened, it becomes a hidden secret. It will surface 25 years from there, 30 years, 40 years. I have mothers and daughters sitting before me, mothers that are daughters that are 50-some years old, mothers that are 80. That's not a one-time thing. That's many occasions when mothers are saying, I don't want to leave here until I get this straightened out with my daughter. Daughter's got another daughter that's 30. It's a trickle-down effect. And then there's that next generation. So whatever your test is, know God has provisions for it. It's already done. You got to rest in that and believe. There's no test that you cannot pass. Do all that you can do. Check your answers. Check your heart. Turn your test in to the teacher and wait. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to open up the line. Wow. The test. Good morning. 548, good morning. How are you this morning? Hello? 548? Okay, I'll come back to you. Good morning, Janice. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. Yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. We're talking
good.
About the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just said I'm doing good. We're having a rainy day in Georgia, but it's still all good. That's all.
Well, that's good. What do you think about the conversation this morning? What is your take on that?
The topic this morning is a very strong topic concerning the relationship length of a mother and a daughter, and I do think because we are spirit beings, that relationship lasts for, the bond is forever. The relationship may not be as strong at one point as it was in other points of a mother and daughter. Like, for example, with when they're small and going through adolescence, it's two different times, even though they have a bond. It's two different times when they're babies and when they're in elementary school. That relationship is strong. And then as they grow older sometime, it will kind of not be as strong because, you know, they want their independence. But for the mother, that child is always on a mother's heart. I don't care if they've grown away from home, have families of their own. That relationship is always, that bond that mother has with that daughter is eternity. I don't have right now at this time. Me and my daughter, we don't have a good relationship as we did when she was smaller. But that's only on the surface. The bond that she has in my heart will go on eternity. I still continue to pray for her. I still continue to believe the best for her. And that's what you have to always do. Sometimes, the Bible tells us that we train them up in the way they should go, and when they old, they will not depart. It doesn't talk about what happens between the training and the part when they get old. I feel that in that time cycle, that child is developing. Sometimes they go through a rebellious state, but then you have an assurance knowing that when they do get old, they will not depart, because God's word is eternal, and it will not fail. It will not come back to him void. So you have to stay encouraged. I have to encourage myself in the Lord concerning my daughter, because that relationship, it is eternal, that bond, because you've carried that daughter. You've nurtured her 9 months in your womb. So no matter how distraught she acts or how she may do, you still have an eternal bond with that child in the spirit realm.
That is so true. And when you were talking, Janice, you know, it came up in my spirit that, you know, you've taken the test and you passed it, the test into the teacher. Now you're in between getting the grade, you know what I mean? Which is that age,
yeah.
That age, they won't depart. So you're that in between. So, you know,
yeah.
There, the teacher's going to grade you, going to look at you, going to say, you know, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we're not supposed to do anything at the time because God is working. And once you've
right.
done and the test and turn it in, then you want to just kind of wait, because you know the provisions are there. You know the answers are there. There's no surprise to God. So you're not going to be shocking him with something, you know what I mean? Oh, look at Janice. She's not doing good with her daughter. No, he knew this challenge was going to come. And I noticed in the midst of this whole thing is that I'm looking at the mothers that are most challenging that are coming to me with these tests are mainly mothers that are Christian mothers. The closer you walk with God and the closer you're trying to get to Jesus and demonstrating this to the world, the harder you're being attacked on the test.
Right.
So, therefore, you know where you are and you know who you are, or whom that you are, then you know that it's just a matter of just waiting for the final grade.
Right.
So thank you for the comment. I'm going to get a couple more people in here. You have a blessed day. God bless you. We know right now in the name of Jesus, we're going to agree that this mother and daughter relationship is coming back together faster than the mind can conceive, and that this
Amen.
Mother and daughter will forget all of the past and will both come together to work for the kingdom of God, and the enemy don't want
Amen.
That.
Amen.
All right. Have a blessed day. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we got somebody that want to play some music for us this morning. Let's see here. We go to Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm
great, great.
Well, just sitting here and seeing how God never lets you neglect the fact that he knows all the facts and that he knows exactly what we need to hear. Sitting here this morning, you know I'm a mother of boys. I don't have any girls. But I received a call on yesterday from a mom. And she's struggling with forgiving herself from she and her husband, they share a daughter, but the son of the father, the young man committed suicide.
Wow.
And she's blaming herself for pulling away from that side of the family because of the strife that was beyond the siblings. And the test never ends. The test never ends. When you're a mother, And you stated the fact that, you know, we can be distanced right in the midst of having our daughters or sons right in our presence. And her son moved away, her stepson moved away, and she kind of pulled away from the relationship because of the strife. And so she's blaming herself that she failed the test.
Mm-hmm.
But I, in sharing with her last night, I tried to get her to just let herself off the hook. As a mother, a stepmother or a mother, once someone, and I just want to put this out there, once someone has made up their minds to do to commit suicide, there's nothing you can do, whether you're right there with them or not. It's going to happen. And that's unfortunate unless the Holy Spirit intervened. And this young man was not a believer, so he had no hope. And so my heart is heavy for her family this morning, and I just want to say, Mom, as Dr. Fletcher has said, when you see the behavior change, or you need to stop and pay attention. Because just like the young lady didn't come back home, this young man will never come back home. And so right now, Dr. Fletcher, that test never ends. As a mom, you have a responsibility to stay connected to your children. And sometimes your children don't want anything to do with you, but they can never separate in spirit. And so you pray for that child. You pray that that child knows the Lord and Savior. So when
yeah.
you're not there, he has a comforter. She has a comforter.
Right.
So that test never ends.
No, it doesn't. It's just like the lady this week, she said to me, she said, you know, I had to ask God to forgive me because she looked at her relationship with her daughter and everything was just going well. Sort of prideful, you know, looking at, not really ugly condemning anybody else, but just saying, look at that, you know, well, we just so much better, you know, and she said, and now, see, when you get into pride, then God will show you, will let you go through that test. And
that's
so
the other side of that coin, Dr. Fletcher. I'm sorry for cutting you off at that moment.
Hold on one moment. But when we have the pride side of it, God is going to allow us to be tested. So as I was saying to her, you know, that has nothing to do with what you're experiencing right now to the fact that there was a hidden secret. That's something you didn't know about. You discovered, you've forgiven. But once you ask for forgiveness or to be forgiven, then, you know, that's gone. But the fact that when we have another individual, even as a baby that's 3 months old, and I tell them, I said, when you go back and remember a time when you were actually giving to that child some type of vegetable or something that the child may not like, that child would respond with spitting it right back in out of their mouth to let you know because they couldn't talk. I don't want this. I don't like this. So you're right. No one has control over anyone else. And we're going to pray because our time is short right now. We're going to pray this morning for the family. And Father God, we ask you to touch the heart of the mother, the father, the sister, the entire family. But Father, lift her burden. Have her to come to you and to get an answer from you because you're the only person that has the answer. That's concerning because we don't know the hidden secrets in her heart. We don't know all that took place, but you do. And Father God, we ask that you comfort her this morning and give her what she needs to get through as well as the entire family. I'm sorry, that's our show today. We've got to go. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.